super proud of being able to be here at C3 Fremantle. Super, super proud. You know, this is such a great church. We have incredible leaders, pastors in Nigel and Andrea who are expanding the kingdom, building his kingdom. They will be here back next week. Don't think that they're going to be down at Wellard. They will be here back next week. And you know why I'm so super proud is because this church is a Christ-centered church. This church is so grounded on Jesus. And we see that through the worship. We see that through what is spoken. We are a Christ-centered church. And we all fit together perfectly. This is the title of my message today. We all fit together perfectly in his house. So we are a really healthy church. Because we are Christ-centered, we are a healthy church. We are healthy and we are growing and we are full of love. And you are going to be healthy because you are in this house. So I'm preaching today from a passage of scripture where the Apostle Paul is talking about the church. So Christ is the head of his church and we are the body. We are the body and we are connected to Christ. So let's go straight into it. Ephesians 4:11 to 16. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. He, Christ, makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Now, I'm not going to talk about the gifts that Paul mentions, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the prophets or the evangelists. I'm not talking about those particular functions in the church. What I am really focusing on today is that Christ gave those people to you to equip you to do his work. And so we see how Christ has given us many different spiritual gifts to build his church. You see, it's not my job, it's not Pastor Nigel's job or Andrea's job or Pastor Sheila's job to do all the ministry. That would be a very weak, sick church. We would be very ineffective if we were to operate that way. And God's word says Christ gave those people to you to equip you to do his work. You have the power of Christ in you. You have his authority in you. He has given you gifts to use to build his church, to build his body. And we all do this together. There are many gifts Christ gave to his church. You know, today I want you to really lean in. I'm going to be asking you questions and I want you to really lean into his word and I'll give you some scriptures in Romans 12 Romans 12 verses 6 to 16 and in 1 Corinthians 12 verses 1 to 12. This talks about all the different spiritual gifts. And so go away and look up those different gifts. These are the gifts that help build his church. Things like prophesying, things where God will speak to you that will encourage people, will build people up. Serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leadership, kindness, wisdom, words of knowledge, the gift of faith, healing, the gift of miracles, spiritual discernment, the ability to interpret tongues. All these are gifts that Christ has given you. You have spiritual gifts that Christ has given you. And I want you to discover what those are. I want you to be, you know, just walking in the freedom of being able to use those spiritual gifts to build up his church. And these giftings don't often follow our rules or our man-made position descriptions. You know, we may transfer, God may give you gifts for different seasons, different times. You may be in different functions of ministry. You know, I've seen over my life, you know, God has called me to serve in children, really behind the scenes for many years. And doing that sort of work, he's called me to do ministry in healing the broken and those who have had, you know, very severe damage. And now he's got me here. And it doesn't really matter. I'll just go wherever I go. I'll just go wherever God leads. And I will use the gifts that he has given because that's what he asks us to do. This is the way that the church will be built up. It's not by me. It's not by your leaders. But it's by you being equipped to do Christ's work. So today I'm going to speak about how you can build his church, how we are going to be a really even stronger, healthier body of Christ, with Christ as the head. So first we need to build in. We stand on the word of God here and we need to build into to knowing Christ, to knowing Jesus. That requires time in prayer, time in the word, time in his presence. It's the only way. It's the only way. And so we need to build in to Christ. We need to build in to the Son of God and what his word says. And, you know, when you really get into the word of God, wow, he is countercultural. He turns things upside down. He has a kingdom mentality that is so different from what the world says. And you need to know what he says. You need to know his truths. And the only way you can do that is building in to him. Into his word, into his presence, into prayer. Only way. So, over the last few months, I've been facing some walls. You know, I've been coming to places where I haven't been able to think clearly. I've been quite exhausted. And periodically, it just kept happening more and more. And so, I ended up going and seeing the doctor. I said, I don't know what's going on. My brain's not working. It seems to be full and I can't think. I'm just drained and tired and what's happening? So it turns out, you know, physically, when you get older, my diet is pretty much chocolate and bread. Not much else, you know. The people at the staff lunch, I might eat an apple or a can of tuna. Like, I don't eat a lot and it's a very poor diet. And so over time, when you get older, that really doesn't sustain you. And so your physical body, your health will start to show. And so the doctor ran some blood tests and came back with, you know, quite a few deficiencies. So I am now actually going, you know what? I'm going to be a healthy person physically. I am the temple of God and I'm going to look after this body. And so, you know, it's been really great to actually journey with a friend of mine who's doing the same, and we keep each other accountable, drinking water, drinking, you know, eating lots of fruit and vegetables. I've never eaten so much fruit in my life. But it's good. It's healthy. It's healthy. So I'm going to give you some health checks this morning. This is your first health check. Health check number one. How is your relationship with Christ? If you really examine your relationship with Christ, how much time you're in the Word, how much time you're in prayer, how is your relationship with Christ? Do you have a drive-through relationship? Do you kind of speed on by, fill up on rubbish doctrine and you know, give me what I want, what I need, when I want it right now. Are you a, you know, five-star wine and dine with Christ? Do you occasionally go out and, you know, have a really great study with the Word and with Christ? But it's only occasionally. Is your relationship starving? Is your life so full of other things that there's no room for Christ? And you're actually starving yourself of good food from His Word? Or do you have a healthy relationship? You know, are you spending time daily? Are you daily engaging with God, with Christ, with the Word of God? And, you know, these health checks that I'm giving you, these aren't to condemn you or anything like that. This is just taking a really good look at, well, how am I going? How well do I know Jesus? If Jesus came and sat right next to him, sat right next to me, would I recognize him? Would I know him? And so this is to encourage you to go, you know what? I'm actually going to do something about this. I want to know Christ more. I want to have a life that is full of his truths in my world. And I want to be just enjoying everything that he has for me by spending time with him. Build into his word, build into his will, build into prayer. Luke 6:40 says, students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. And so having this attitude, this stance of, God, I want to discover and learn and have a teachable spirit so that I can follow you, so that I can obey you. And so have that stance, have that attitude when you're in the Word. We are all students of the Word. To the day that I die, I will be continually learning and growing and finding just incredible words of wisdom and joy from knowing Christ and knowing his Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17 says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good word. So it's there. His word declares what his word does. It teaches you. It corrects you. It corrects you. Shows you. Shows you how to live. So as you are building in, as you are building into a relationship with Christ more and more, knowing his word, studying the word, praying, we at the same time build up the church. So building up the church, Ephesians 4:11 to 12. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. How do we do this? How do we build up the church? We do this together, not by yourself, not in isolation, but together. You see, Christ makes the whole body fit together perfectly, and as we do our part, we help each other grow. Using the gifts that Christ has given you, we build up the church, we build up each other. His church grows. We minister to one another by using the gifts of Christ that Christ has given. And so we care for one another. We teach, we heal, we shepherd, we lead, we guide, we prophesy. We love, we serve one another, and on it goes. I have been so encouraged. I have the privilege of overseeing the Connect Group leaders, and We have placed Connect Group leaders. They are placed for this particular time. And they are people who know Christ. They are people who have wisdom. Your leaders are specifically and they're anointed to lead you, to pastor you. And I'm hearing stories from Louis and Juliet, who we're going to pray in next week as our Filipino pastors. You know, they have led one Connect group, and Pastor Louis said this perfectly, everybody's a leader. And so they say that, and they encourage people to rise to leadership. And now they have about 6 leaders who are running different Connect groups, which means he can go and run a Youth Connect that Chloe has wanted to do with her friends who are outside of the church, so he can do that. And then we have other families who husbands or wives are unbelievers. And so Brother Louis says, that's okay, we'll come to your house. We'll come to you. Isn't that good? That's how we build the church. That is how we build the church. I could tell you story after story of what I see in the Connect groups, of the healings that happen, of the miracles that happen, of people who use their gifts, who prophesy over one another, who speak words of knowledge to each other, who are teaching. You want to grow in God? You teach. You get a scripture and you teach other people. In fact, I want to ask you this question. Who is ministering to you? Who is ministering to you? And who are you ministering yourself to? You see, you will grow as you are ministering to others, as you are using your gifts and teaching others. So we are all members of the body of Christ. All members. His church, his body, is being built up until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord. This process of maturing, of building up, occurs within relationships, within the context of the body. Ephesians 4:15 to 16 says, instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So, you know, the parts of the body are designed to meet one another's needs and allowing other people to minister to you and to you to minister to others. The New King James Version has a translation that uses the words joined and knit together. And the word joined is made up of 3 Greek words, harmony, with, and choosing. And I came across an article by a theologian, Ray Steadman, who says, this richly complex idea Paul conveys to us by this one compound word is this. God's design for the church is that you and I should relate to one another truthfully yet lovingly. As we carry out this mutual truthing in love ministry, the result will be that choices and decisions will be made with harmony throughout the church. The end result of that church harmony will be that the church will be a witness to the world, and that clear witness will attract people. And so we will grow, the kingdom will be built, and we will be a strong body of Christ. It takes courage to do this. It takes courage to be spirit-led and to speak the truth in love. Sometimes hearing the truth can be painful. We don't want to hear the truth, but we need to. It's good for us. This last couple of weeks, one of my daughters came to me and she said, you know, Mum, I actually really need you more. I need you to be caring for me more. And that was really hard to hear. You know, I love my kids so much. But I work really hard. I work too much. And that's a weakness that I have. I could easily just delve right into work and keep working and working. And so for my daughter to come and say to me, you know, you're not here for me. I need you. I really need you. And that was painful to hear, but it was the truth, and I needed to hear that. Now, I could have reacted immaturely and said, you're so ungrateful. Don't you see all the things I do for you? But I didn't. I said, no, you're absolutely right, and I'm taking that on board. And so I apologized to her. I confessed, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I have not been here for you when you have needed me. and let's do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. And I made changes very quickly. And I've talked to her about those changes, changing my work, doing one job instead of two, be more at home in the evenings, saying no to things so that I can be there for her, intentionally actually going and getting into her world more. So speaking the truth in love can be painful, but it's good. It's good. And when we have the humility and the maturity to hear the truth, we actually grow. You know, I've grown so much from those conversations. It's really helped me to understand and to hear from God as well. You know, in Matthew, let me find the scripture, Matthew 11, I think it is, 28 to 30. This is another complaint I had to God. You know, I'm doing so much, I'm working so much, and this is what he said. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Yep. Burnt out in religion? He's like, what are you doing? Come to me. Get away with me and I'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And so this word, the scripture that he deposited in my heart as he spoke to me, oh, okay, I think I'm going to actually start getting this of how to walk freely and lightly in his grace. He will show the things that are priorities. He will bring the order into my world, into family, into work, into ministry. He will do that as I walk with him in his grace. So speaking the truth in love, we build each other up. So health check number two. In what ways are you using the gifts Christ has given you? What other ways can you use the gifts that Christ has given you? Discover, accept, welcome your gifts. As each one of us accepts his or her role in the body and seeks to carry out that role, ministering to the rest of the body in truth and love, then we will continue to grow and be healthy. As gifts are used and love is expressed throughout his body, we just see this great harmony, great unity. It'll be such a beautiful thing, an attraction to the people outside. And will allow so many people to come into his kingdom. So unity and maturity. God's overarching goal is to have people in the likeness of Christ. People who are mature. This is what maturity is. People who are mature in him. We're made in the image of Christ and we're to be transformed more and more into the likeness of him. That is maturity. And so building his church, Christ is saying, as you build my church, as you mature in the likeness of me, there will be incredible unity. And unity in his body far outweighs any little disagreement we might have with one another. Maturity and unity. C3 Fremantle is to fulfill Christ's calling of demonstrating to the world Christ himself. C3 Fremantle is a church that is continuing to mature and grow in the unity of knowing Christ, of maturing in your love for him, of bearing his unity, his resurrection, power and presence where God the Father dwells. See, Christ has given you his gifts. Christ has given you his resurrection power. Christ has given you everything you need to build his church. You've just got to take hold of it. You've just got to walk in it. You've just got to live it. So maturity means you will keep short accounts with one another. If you have an issue with someone, go directly to that person and sort it out. You don't need to go talk to other people about it. You just go straight to the person. Have an attitude of love and serving each other. Keep what's really important at the primary goal, which is unity and maturity. It's okay to disagree on things. And another way to assess your level of maturity is how you can resist temptation. It's how you can walk towards God and resist temptation and resist sin. It's another hallmark of maturity. And another blessing of being mature is that you will, when you know the Word of God well, when you are daily in His Word, you will be able to discern very, very well what is truth, what is not, what is of God, what is not of God. We live in a world where there's ample, you can Google anything, there is ample people who are speaking about His Word, there's endless sources of you know, whatever you want to find out, you can find it. And often it sounds like the truth, but actually it's not. And we need to be wise in these days in knowing what the Word says. And so we need to really press into His Word so that we can discern what is truth and what is not. And I say that because so often what can be spoken, it sounds so good. Sounds so good, but when you really think about it, ooh, that's not what God says. Hebrews 5:14, solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Solid food, Word of God, you will mature. And you will be able to discern between what is evil and what is false by the revelation of the Word of God and by understanding that is given by the Holy Spirit. And as we mature in the unity of knowing Christ, then we will no longer be immature like children. Paul says it so beautifully. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, His church. So the unity of the faith is you know, shared understanding of the Word of God with one another. There will be something in the Word that God will speak to me about that I can share with other people that will bless them. There is something that Graham shares with me. Every single time I speak to Graham, he shares with me something from the Word, and it's a blessing and it's an encouragement. Every time I speak to Kathy O'Day, the same thing. Louis, the same thing. We share our understanding of what God has revealed to us in His Word, and we grow and we mature. And we do the same thing with new believers as well, don't we? We want them to be taught well. We want them to understand the Word of God well. And so we share our understanding, we share our knowledge. And so as we do this, we increase in the knowledge of the Son of God. As we continue to build in to Him, as we encounter Christ, we can build up. We build up the church. The visible evidence of maturity and unity is found in Galatians 5:22 to 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. And that's the fruit. That's another sign we can tell of maturity and unity. So health check number 3, and please don't compare yourself to anybody else. This is just your self-assessment. When you don't get what you want, or when you are challenged to grow, or when you ask God for something and He doesn't give it to you right away, how do you respond? Do you throw a tantrum? Do you say, well, God, I'm not talking to you anymore. Didn't do it my way. Do you respond with childish behavior? Or do you respond with maturity? How are you growing in your faith and your knowledge of Jesus? You see, maturity can be measured by the degree to which you accept the truth about yourselves and others in love. It can be shocking, but it can be healing to hear the truth. Colossians 1, verses 28 to 29. So we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God perfect, or mature, is the translation, in their relationship with Christ. This is why Paul worked and struggled so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me, within him. So we're building in to our relationship with Christ and into his word. We're building up the church by ministering to one another, by sharing what we know about what we understand from the word with one another. We are using the gifts that he has given us to build up the church. And as we do this, we build out. See, there's this natural progression of building out where Paul really got it. He understood the kingdom. He didn't want anyone to perish. And so he says, we tell others about Christ. We warn everyone and teach everyone with all the wisdom that God has given us. We want to present every single person as much as possible mature, knowing Christ. We want everyone to come into his house, into his kingdom, into eternity. We build in, we build up, we build out. I have two daughters who have invited friends from school to youth group. And I have seen those friends come to salvation. I've seen them start a journey of knowing Christ. They get it. They really get it. You know, they have Christ in them. They have his power in them. And doesn't matter how old you are, Christ in you compels you to tell others about Christ, to build out, to build in, build up, build out. And so as we build into a deep relationship with Christ, as we use the gifts Christ has given us, we build up his church. We build up his church. We build his church and we go out. Christ gave his gifts to you. It cost Christ his life. And when he ascended, he gave you Holy Spirit. He gave you different spiritual gifts. He gave his power, resurrection power, the power that allowed him to go from death to life. You have that power. You have his gifts. You have Christ in you to do his work, to build up his church, to save those people who don't know him. Everybody sitting here, you know Christ. You have a relationship with him. You know him. You know the glory. You know the joy. You know the love that he has. And that compels us to tell others. That compels us to teach others about who he is. We build out. Ephesians 4:16, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. We have two campuses now, C3 Fremantle, C3 Wellard, another plan for the future. We are his body connected to Christ as the head, building his church, building his kingdom, building the kingdom of God. So what will you do to deepen your relationship with Christ? What are you going to do to deepen your relationship even more? What is your part in his church, in his body? What are the gifts that he has given you to use to build up his church? And what step are you going to take to grow and mature in God? I want to leave you with a great scripture from Hebrews to encourage you in the work that he has called you to do, in the work of building his church. Hebrews 13, verses 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you through the power of the Lord every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. Father God, I pray right now for every single person who has heard your word this morning. Father God, for your word that is truth-giving, life-giving. Lord, that your word will seep right down into every person's heart and mind and spirit and take hold of each person. Father God, that you will speak to each one about the gifts you have given. The gifts that you have given. The resurrection power that you have given. The gift of the Holy Spirit that you have given to build up your church. Father God, that people would be released, people would be empowered by your power, by who you are, by your word of God, to go and minister to one another, to go and tell others about Christ, to teach, to tell of the great news that we have in your Son Jesus. Father God, that as you equip each person, Lord, that they will experience incredible encounters in knowing you. They will experience miracles of how you bring healing to people, to those that they use their gifts with. Father God, I pray for your blessing and anointing over your church, over your people today, to do your work, to build your house, to build the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to stand up, we're going to praise him. As you praise him before we finish our service, just praise him with all you have, knowing that he has filled you with his power, he has filled you with the Holy Spirit, with gifts to build up his church.